The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hello everyone, and as we begin the meditation, I want to suggest that, especially when we're this week considering fear, that meditation is meant to be done in a location and time when it is safe. Not always possible, of course, but ideally, the here and now is a safe place, and that or safe enough that you don't have to solve anything that you're afraid of. You don't have to fix it. You don't have to figure out how to deal with it. And that's true for almost anything, that meditation is a time when it's appropriate to not need to think about the rest of your life, about even big issues or small issues or what you're going to have for supper or anything at all. And it doesn't mean you won't do those things. It doesn't mean you won't have fear or have concerns that are not here. But because you're clear, when you sit down and you look around the place you're at, that here and now nothing is needed, it's the opportunity to look upon what's happening in a new way. And that new way for some of us would be to not fix anything, not analyze it per se, not judge it, but to also not to participate in it, to be able to meet our inner life in a new way. And the new way that I'd like to suggest today is maybe not so new for some of you, is to meet yourself, meet whatever's happening with a silent mind, with a quiet mind, a calm mind. Even if you can only manage it for half a second. But the idea is to meet and encounter your experience in a very different way. And this quiet mind is not meant to be disrespectful, but rather respecting what's happening so you can hold it and be with it in a new way, in a different way. And what I like to refer to it sometimes that there are times in life when it's appropriate for us to be quiet because the situation has called upon us to support or to meet or to attend or to receive what's happening in that silence. Sometimes, the big turning points in life that way. Young children putting a child to bed, a toddler to bed or when they're napping and getting really quiet, going into a library, going to a funeral, going into a sacred space someplace, and we allow ourselves to get quiet, going into a majestic place in nature, and we allow ourselves to get quiet, to feel it and sense what's going on, to maybe sit and have tea and look at the full moon. So there's many things that when we allow ourselves to become quiet. And so to become quiet, to meet whatever is happening with a quiet mind, maybe the silent mind, or maybe if the mind cannot become quiet and silent, become aware with that form of awareness, that attentiveness that is quiet. So if this makes sense, we'll start. And we'll see that this ability to attend, to meet, to hold, to be present for things with a quiet mind or with quiet attention opens a door to a vast, wise, deep way of living our lives. It's not as superficial, it's not truncating experience. It actually allows something really profound to begin happening. So in this sitting, perhaps, maybe experiment, see, where can you sit? How can you sit with whatever is happening with a quiet mind? And maybe it's just for a moment. And then do it again. And I'll guide you a little bit here at the beginning. So to take an upright posture, literally or metaphorically. And gently closing the eyes. And right off the bat, taking a caring, respectful scan through your body to feel and sense what's happening for you. And seeing if you can do that with a quiet mind, a silent mind. The kind of silence that maybe allows you to be more sensitive to what's here. Notice more the details. Scanning through your body, feeling what's here for you. And within this body, taking two or three deep breaths and relaxing as you exhale. And then letting the breathing return to normal. And as you exhale, let the mind become quiet. Let go of your thoughts, especially near the end of the exhale. Let all the thinking mind become still and quiet, or feel the stillness and the quiet at the end. And then with that, whatever stillness, calm, quiet you have, feel what's happening for you on the inhale. Feel the sensations of your body, your emotions. Just feel it respectfully, with as much of a quiet mind as you can. Thoughts might return. On the next exhale, let go of your thoughts. And that's the rhythm. Here and now, nothing you need to think about on the exhale. On the inhale, feel more fully, as if you can listen deeply in that silence. To your breathing, to your body, your emotions, to your mind. Let go on the next exhale. So there's a rhythm of letting go and feeling. Letting go and knowing. Gently, repeatedly. letting the thinking mind become quiet on the exhale. And whatever you're supposed to feel on the inhale, operate as if that's the only time it needs, is that moment, those moments of inhaling. It doesn't need any more. Just this. And then let go on the exhale. And if it's there again on the next inhale, that's okay. It's like a new time. And with the repeated doing this, maybe you'll get into the rhythm of letting go, quieting, and then respectfully feeling and sensing what's happening without thinking much about it. Maybe staying close to the quiet and the calm. anything troubles you or is difficult or activated in this gentle way of practicing, letting the thinking mind become quiet on the exhale, and feeling with the body what's here. Let what troubles you, the feelings, the sensations, the experience, the direct experience, help it feel safe. Let yourself be safe, a safe place for what is actually happening in you. The emotions, the sensations, just quiet the mind so you can more feel what's happening, letting it feel safe. It's okay for it to be there during this inhale. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, to now on the exhale, let go into the world as you inhale, take this world in, its joys and its sufferings, challenges, and its wonderfulness. Take it all in, and then on the exhale, let the breath, the exhale, be your kindness, your care, your gentleness. Take in the world and breathe out kindness, care, love, compassion. May it be that as our awareness, our attention spreads out into the world, that we're able to meet it with our goodwill. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings be free.